Hi, once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Well, according to a recent list from the American College of Sports Medicine, fitness trends, exercises that incorporate your own body weight, like lunges, squats, planks, and push-ups, are very popular these days. And if you're looking to beef up your fitness and wellness routine, maybe you want to shed a few pounds or increase your energy levels, we have an expert in the studio today who can help guide you. Matt Phelps, owner and head trainer at Metabolic Meltdown in Green Island. He's assisted thousands of clients in their quest to lose weight, gain energy, and build strength with his individualized 45-minute training program. To join today's discussion, call 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. There should be a Vox Pop post there. Or you can tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop or email voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number to call is 800-348-2551. Matt Phelps, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Happy to be here.
Nice to have you take a little break from your training to join us today. So Metabolic Meltdown in Green Island is a pretty big place, right?
Yeah, it's a very good-sized facility. We own a 7,500-square-foot gym. We have a client base of about 575 clients.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And especially in Green Island.
Yeah. We've helped a lot of people get into great shape. We have a lot of husbands and wives and, you know, boyfriends and girlfriends and whole families, really, that come down and get in shape.
So you get
with
to see the bickering, basically, while the weight training is going on.
We're pretty smart about how we set them up in the workout, but yes, there's some of that.
Well, that's good. The number to call here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. We're not that far from New Year's Day and New Year's resolutions. So my first question for you is just what I've always wondered about. What's the average time that your new clients in the new year stick it out or just say, gosh, all right, I've had enough. It's been a month. Forget it. I'm going to go to OTB or whatever else I do.
Yeah, you know what? We've learned a lot over the years, Ray, and one of the things we've gotten to be very clear with our clients is that results do not happen overnight, and it takes a consistent effort over time to get results.
You make a great point, especially in this society and in the world it is now. Everything has to be immediate. Fast, fast, fast. What you do and what people do who go to your facility, it's not something you go in 2 days and it's done.
Absolutely not. You know, and we're very clear about that from the get-go. This isn't something where we're delivering false promises of, you know, having a ripped six-pack if you just come to our gym. You know, you have to follow a certain type of nutritional protocol, and you've got to be consistent and patient over time. One of the unique things about our facility is all of our trainers, we're also very real about you got to live your life also.
Yeah.
So we don't expect people to abstain from, you know, alcohol or birthday parties or any of that too. So you factor all those life factors in and, you know, just give it a lot of consistency over time and the results will show.
Do people have, in general, unrealistic expectations when they first hit the gym?
You know, I think that's a fair statement. I think a lot of people expect to lose 5 or 6 pounds a week, when in reality, 1-2 pounds a week is an awesome rate of weight loss. I always tell people, if you lose a pound a week for a year, that's 50 pounds. You know,
that's depends on how overweight you are.
Absolutely.
If you're 275 pounds overweight, you will lose weight fast.
Without question. You know, I think a good target for a lot of people on the upper end is 1% of your body weight per week.
Okay, and the number to call here is 800-348-2551. We're joined by Matt Phelps of Metabolic Meltdown in Green Island, which is apparently a vast enterprise, which I haven't been to Green Island in quite some time.
I hadn't been
must
there
must take
much
up
either.
Half the island, though.
yeah, we're pretty well known.
So, yeah, so people generally, I think, have unrealistic expectations when they go in, but you say people stick it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, listen, we don't force it on anyone, our fitness routine and our workout protocol, you know, but the people that do come, as long as they follow our guidelines and kind of ease into the routine and pace themselves, they actually find it to be oddly enjoyable. You know, the pain becomes addictive, so to say.
No, you're absolutely right, and runners will say the same thing. After a certain point, it's a euphoric feeling that you get. What about those who start and then maybe they're 55, they're 60, 65, it's been a long time. It can be a dangerous proposition jumping into that. How do you ease someone in who has not been doing that for a long time?
Yeah, you know, you just have to have a conversation with all your beginning clients, and that's really on the trainer, to do that, and just to be upfront and honest about, hey, listen, you know, let's ease into this, you know, let's do these modified exercises that are more appropriate for you and your goals. And as long as the client is receptive to doing that, then it's really not a problem. My mom is 63, and if she can do these workouts, anyone can.
But she, I suspect, has been staying fit for a while, though, right?
She was a big walker, but before my program, she hadn't done a lot of strength training. So she's added that into it, and it's been actually pretty cool to see she's gotten a lot stronger.
So she could do her own chores now.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Ramon in Montgomery called, didn't want to stay on the line, wanted you to recommend a phone app for tracking exercise and calories and whatnot. You see a lot of that nowadays.
Absolutely. There's so many options out there. I've been using the app MyFitnessPal. You can get it on any smartphone. You can use it on the computer as well. It's a great app to track your caloric intake. You can log your exercise on there as well. It'll even give you a specific macronutrient breakdown of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats as well. So it's very, very user-friendly. It's got a database of, I think, over 1 million foods. So it's a great app.
Our guest is Matt Phelps of Metabolic Meltdown in Green Island. Let's go to the phones at 800-348-2551, and we'll say hi to Kate in Queensbury. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. Hi. I'm really excited about this. A friend of mine's a client of yours, and she's been trying to get to me to come and visit. But she kind of went through the macronutrients that they recommended.
Yep.
But they also gave her a caloric goal, which was about 1,100. And any research that I've ever done, 1,200 is well below, or is as low as you can go, health-wise.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
low.
I was concerned by that, and that's where I haven't turned that way. But I know the macronutrients is like a big thing in conversations, and then I kind of wanted you to touch on that as well as the caloric goal that she was given. I mean, it could be a mistake. It could be a typo.
Okay,
know, but...
well, first of all, explain what macronutrients are.
Yeah, so Kate, you bring up great points here. Just going back to what Ray just said, macronutrients stand for proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. There are 4 calories in a gram of protein, 4 calories in a gram of carbohydrates, and 9 calories in a gram of fat. So by controlling someone's macronutrient intake, we, in essence, can control their caloric intake and also how they feel when they're eating that caloric intake. If you tell a lot of people to eat 1,200 calories, then, you know, they're going to reach right for the bag of chips or right for the things that taste good and aren't filling and don't give them energy. So this is a way for us to control that and to manipulate that in a way that optimizes their performance and the way they feel. Now, in terms of your question about is 1,100 calories too low, you know what? Honestly, that does not factor into a cup. With my macronutrient clients, if you receive that number, that does not factor in green vegetable intake or fruit intake. I allow 1 to 2 pieces of fruit on my meal plan. So, you know, odds are that woman was probably consuming upwards of 1,400 to 1,500 calories on that program. Which is, you know, for most women, you know, that's at the higher end of where you're going to have to be to lose body fat. As a female, it's unfair, but your bodies are programmed to store body fat. So to get down there and to get really lean, you know, you got to kind of dig a little bit with the caloric intake. But, you know, you bring up a great point, but a lot of people want to read about where they should be calorically. And honestly, just time and trial and error and consistency will tell you where you need to be.
Okay. Because I know that I use MyFitnessPal, and I think having those, and I know you can go into your macronutrients and set the rates and things and you know, review your calories, and I appreciate your feedback. And I think 1,400 to 1,500 is where I've set my goal for weight loss, so I appreciate you,
letting me know. My thing with that is I always try and keep it simple for my clients, so I wouldn't worry too much about, you know, you don't want to stress every last cucumber slice or, you know, bag of lettuce. So don't worry too much about logging green vegetables. And just know that your caloric intake will, in fact, be a little bit higher than what you're actually logging, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Kate, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, Kate.
So, I mean, becoming lean is one thing, but isn't it all about being healthy and feeling healthy?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think that's a really individualized thing, though. I think some people, you know, if their goal is to get a six-pack, we need to differentiate that, you know, being that lean.
I mean,
where
you're 65 years old. You really need a six pack.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I could use a six pack. I'll have one later.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Some people
okay.
do. But I mean, you're right. As you age, health should be your top priority for sure.
A number to call here is 1-800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. We're joined today by Matt Phelps. Matt is the owner and head trainer at Metabolic Meltdown in Green Island, New York. We'll take a short break and we'll come back. More of your calls, your email, voxpop@wamc.org, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from the Ashokan Center, Olive Bridge, New York, presenting music, dancing, food, film, art, and crafts for all ages at the Winter Hoot, January 30th through February 1st, ashokencenter.org. Albany Realty Group, a local woman-owned real estate company since 2003, educating and counseling sellers and buyers throughout the real estate transaction, albanyrealtygroup.com. The Hyde Collection, an art museum and historic house in Glens Falls, New York, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 12 to 5, HydeCollection.org. Curtis Lumber, providing home improvement products and advice to homeowners and contractors, supporting local communities for over a century, CurtisLumber.com. And Pave Tile Wood and Stone, using French artisan techniques to manufacture pre-finished oak floors, decorative and terracotta tile, and importing aged French limestone, showroom by appointment and online, PaveTile.com.
Welcome back to Vox Pop on WAMC. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. It's Fitness Today with Matt Phelps of Metabolic Meltdown in Green Island. It's kind of an ominous name for an organization. Meltdown, really? Yeah. Do you have people melting down often?
Oh, we have people melting down left and right all over the place.
No, that's
the
not,
pounds,
that,
they just melt right off.
I see what you're saying. All right, let's go over to Vanessa in Guilderland. Vanessa, you're on.
Hi, I'm a current client of Matt Phelps, and I've been going to the Metabolic Meltdown since September. And speaking of melting down, I just wanted to give a little testimony that I've melted off about 20 pounds since September doing his program.
Way to go.
And I absolutely love it.
Congratulations.
It's just been fantastic. He and his trainers are such motivators, and it's been so fun to go. You make friends. I go with my friends. And it's been a really, really great experience.
Nice. Well, that's great.
Well, Vanessa, true statement for Vanessa is that she's so consistent and so diligent with both her training and her diet, and that's why she's gotten results. And that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier, where consistency over time will get you where you want to be.
And the other thing to mention is that Matt has also stressed his balance. It's like, you know, you get through the holidays. I remember he said something like, well, if you're not doing it, if you can't enjoy the holidays, you can't enjoy being with your family and friends, like, what are you doing this for? Like, the whole point of being healthy and trying to get to your goals is so you can enjoy life.
Yeah.
And I think that really struck the chord.
Hey, good job, Vanessa.
I heard this and I was like, I got to call in and give a good word.
All right, he's not paying you, is he?
No.
All right, good. Fair enough. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Vanessa.
800-348-2551 is the number. But she makes a great point. Are there those clients who are just too rabid and you say, hey, simmer down here?
Are there those clients? A lot of them are like that. You know, and that's a red flag to me when people come to me and they're, you know, they go, you can't go from, you know, you can't make a full turn and just say, I'm going to go from having Twinkies and McDonald's to I'm not eating carbs. I'm going to work out 6 days a week.
So how do you temper that?
Well, I got to be direct and blunt with them and tell them they need balance in their life. You know, you shouldn't avoid social situations just to follow a certain diet. You know, you should have fun with friends. You should enjoy family time. But it's the 90% of the other time that you can follow those healthier habits and get good results still. And that's how ultimately what we're trying to do with people is not put them on a diet, not put them on an exercise regime. We're trying to create a lifestyle change with these folks. So adhering to these things and you know, adapting it to your lifestyle is really the key.
See, that can be a tough nut to crack. I mean, losing weight, losing 20 pounds, putting on some muscle, looking better is one thing. But if somebody's 40, 50 years old and they've lived their life all this way, the odds of slipping back are pretty great.
Yes and no. I mean, you're absolutely right. There is always that chance. But once people have had a taste of success, they've lost a little bit of weight, their joints feel better, they feel stronger than they have in years, you know, they can do things with their kids, their grandkids. That's pretty addictive, and that really allows a lot of people to keep going forward. That feels so good for them that it's worth it to continue on.
All right, let's go back to the phones at 800-348-2551. Renee in Campbell Hall. Hi, Renee, you're on.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling for, I have two questions. The first question is for my husband, who's in his 70s. And he has been working out his entire life since he's like 17, 18 years old. He does shadow boxing,
wow,
and he does weights on alternate days. Now, in his 70s, he's doing a treadmill, 2 miles, to 2 to 3 miles on the treadmill, not really over pushing himself, but at a normal pace, and then he does his weights. Why is he now finding it harder to do the same amount of reps at the same weight, and what can you recommend for him to keep the muscle mass, because he's losing muscle mass?
I mean, that's a great question, Renee, and a great point. And, you know, unfortunately for all of us, strength and muscle mass are related to hormonal levels in our bodies. And as we age, testosterone and things of that nature decline. Mm-hmm. With that said, without knowing your husband's routine, I would possibly trim down from doing every other day to maybe every third day. And I would also possibly recommend cutting down his volume of work. So in other words, if he's doing 3 sets, maybe do 2 sets. And, you know, because I would guess that recovery might be a little bit of an issue with your husband. So if he could recover a little bit more between his sessions, he might get slightly better results that way.
Why is that? I don't understand. He won't understand, because as it is, he doesn't like cutting down on anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's human nature. You know, our minds are incredibly strong and powerful, and we try and convince ourselves that we can do anything possible. But the reality is our bodies do not work that way. And, you know, your muscles and your central nervous system, when you train, even when you're properly exercising, you're damaging those things. So you need to give them time to heal and recover so they can come back stronger.
So you can theoretically have better results of retaining muscle mass by working less?
For certain clients, you know, for certain clients who are possibly having trouble recovering between workouts and things of that nature, that's something to look at for sure. I see that a lot with athletes who play sports or are very active outside the weight room,
yeah,
as well as older clients too.
All right, Renee, thanks a lot.
Oh, one more thing. Should he be eating more protein or fats as he ages?
You know, it's tough to answer that question without knowing how much protein and fat he's eating right now. But
right,
I
right.
think a good balanced diet and prioritizing his health through, you know, just a balanced meal plan that his physician recommends would be my best advice. You know, just making sure the caloric intake is adequate.
Do you know of any, do you guys do any work with elderly people?
We do. We have a number of people. We have quite a few fit grandparents at our gym.
And where the heck is Green Island anyway?
Ah,
that's a great question. I did not know either. It's right across the river from Troy, right next to Water Valley.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Thanks for that.
Thanks a lot for the call, Renee. We appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551. You know, back hundreds of years ago, when I went to the gym often, a commercial gym often, I won't say the name, they made a lot of money selling elixirs and powders and some, I mean, I think I saw Andro and some of these other things. I don't even know if they're legal anymore. So how do you strike a balance with some of these things that do have value and some things that are maybe a little sketchy?
Yeah, you know, my thing is this. There's no substitute for hard work, consistent effort put in the kitchen and in the gym over time. When we look to incorporate supplements, these need to be things that can do what the word says, supplement our routine. So things like fish oil, multivitamins.
That's good for the joints, allegedly.
Yeah, and the heart and burning body fat and, you know, upregulating hormone levels, things like that. That's all great, and I'm all for that stuff. Anything that seems like a little superfluous or a little unnecessary, you know, I would kind of heed caution to some of those products.
You know, it's funny, the last caller mentioned her husband in his 70s still works out like a madman, losing muscle mass. And so there's you see the ads everywhere on late night TV. This and that will increase your testosterone level. And there are dangers to doing that.
I mean, yeah, anytime you're taking a supplement, I would always consult your physician first and make sure that it's appropriate for you and your medical situation for sure.
Do you ever have a client who comes in and you take one look and say, hey, look, man, you better talk to your doctor first?
You know, we really try and pride ourselves on modifying our programming so that literally anybody could walk in and get through one of our workouts and feel okay afterwards. Yeah. So that really depends on the person being coachable and willing to adapt to what the trainer is saying.
Okay, so if I walk in, you should say, hey, man, go to your doctor first. All right, let's go to Stephanie in Hyde Park. Stephanie, you're on.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. I was just wondering, I'm just over 6 months pregnant, and I was wondering what types of exercises were safe for me to do.
This is a great question, and I know my wife had those questions as well. Always good to talk to a doctor, but what do you know, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely, Ray. Always good to talk to your doctor first. But I would say, you know, honestly, we have a number of women at our facility that are pregnant. Have you been training recently or no? Have you not started working out?
I was working out about 5 days a week before I got pregnant, and then I didn't really work out at all my first trimester.
Okay. You know, I always think that if you've been working out through your pregnancy, mm-hmm. continuing to do so and just using common sense with, like, higher impact exercises or lifting, you know, overly heavy weights may not be in your best mm-hmm. interest, but I do think it's important to be strong and fit through your pregnancy. My niece was born last April, and my sister practically wanted me to induce the labor of for my niece in class.
Nice.
I was unwilling to do that, but the point being, my sister worked out up until about 3 weeks before my niece was born.
But you know, you make a point.
Wow.
There are things that you can do that are detrimental, so always good to consult with your doc first, Stephanie.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
all right.
Stephanie,
thank you so much.
Yeah. Just real quick. I know that, you know, doing, you know, crunches and leg lifts and things like that are not appropriate for pregnant women, but things like planks mm-hmm. and push-ups are more appropriate. So just to leave you with that.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Bill in Latham. Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Ray?
Good.
Matt, good to hear you on the program. Well, I just, I'm going to close in on my early, well, another year in my early 60s. I used to exercise with a program when I was more nine to five and professionally engaged. I went after work and stuff like that, and I got into it about 10 years ago, okay? And I fell out of it. But now I've been recently, I have a more physical job, more occupational oriented. And I used to walk a couple of years back. I put a pedometer on myself. It was about 6 miles a day or something like that.
Wow.
And but how do you talk to, or what advice do you have for somebody that's like in their early 60s that hasn't been doing a regular training regimen for like, 5 years straight or something like that, to get back into it? Diet, maybe change of muscle, exercise groups, you know, like you don't work on your upper body every day, you work on something else.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, congratulations for getting back into a workout routine. That's awesome. And something I always tell my clients is fitness has no deadline. You know, there's no rush. A lot of people like to impose deadlines on their diet and workout goals. Just take your time, ease back into it. I always recommend full body strength training routines where you're getting, you know, 1 to 2 days of rest between sessions. I love the walking. That's great. But you don't necessarily need to pick up right where you left off. You don't necessarily need to do 6 miles a day. You could start with maybe 1 to 2 miles a day and slowly build it from there. And just listen to your body, be in tune with your body. But the awesome thing about strength training is anybody can get stronger at any age, and it's never too late to start.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
No problem, Bill. Good luck to you, sir.
Thanks, Bill. That's good motivational speech there, Matt. Matt Phelps is our guest, owner and head trainer at Metabolic Meltdown in Green Island. Number to call here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. We had a caller who didn't stay on the line who says, I don't stretch before working out but feel fine. Why am I told I must stretch? Good question.
It's a great question. A lot of people have that question. You know, for me, warming up is something that most people should do before they train. As you age, it becomes more important. In other words, when you're in your 20s and 30s, you can get away with less of a warm-up than you can in your 50s and 60s. I'm more of a fan of mobility and soft tissue work, you know, using a foam roller to loosen up your lower body, you know, moving around, getting joints loose, increasing the range of motion in those joints, more movement-oriented things than stretching. But that's a highly individual thing, and there's nothing wrong with stretching before your workout if that helps you feel more ready to go.
Okay, so another caller not on the line. I'm not sure why nobody's staying on the line. It's a call-in show, after all, but I'll read this one. A 14-year-old boy, safe and unsafe weightlifting, and I'd love to know more about this for my own son's sake.
Absolutely. You know, strength training is strength training. I think that's a thing a lot of people get mixed up. They think if you touch a barbell or a dumbbell, that's unsafe at a certain age. And that really comes down to what you're doing with those implements, okay? And that's something I would always recommend with a child of that age, is that they're under supervision of a professional who knows what they're doing, whether that's a coach on their sports team or a trainer or someone that they can trust, a relative, someone that really knows what they're doing in the weight room. But one thing that we've done in the past with a lot of our younger athletes is, you know, we'll just keep the reps higher. You know, they'll do 20, 30 repetitions of an exercise where they're not maxing out in a back squat trying to lift as much as they can one time.
Yeah.
But learning proper technique with higher reps, building the muscle up, learning the form, and getting the proper motor patterns ingrained so that when they do get older and they do get stronger, they can appropriately handle, you know, that training load.
And I think it's important, again, like the lady who was pregnant, you might want to consult your pediatrician on that just as you start doing that. Because we see a lot of kids at that age, 13, 14, who now are hitting the gym, and some just go in and do whatever they want. Not a good move.
Absolutely not. You know, and I do think that it's always wise to consult your pediatrician and, you know, also consult a professional who really knows, you know, and has worked with that population before.
So in your facility, in Metabolic Meltdown, no machines. In other words, you go to certain places and you have the circuit of different machines. I always liked them. But you're using only free weights and kettlebells and everything else.
Yeah, we use, you know, strictly body weight movements. We do dumbbell training. We use kettlebells. We use bands. We use TRX straps, which
are... What's a TRX strap?
TRX
sounds
straps.
Dangerous, whatever it is.
It's not dangerous, although a lot of my clients might not always like using them. But they involve using... It's a suspension system that involves using your own body weight to perform a variety of strength training exercises.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
And it also keeps the overhead down. Those machines must cost a hell of a lot to keep up.
You're a smart man, right?
Uh-huh. 800-348-2551. Let's take another call before the next break. Let's go to Alex in Albany. Alex, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question is whether you have an opinion on if it's good to drink with meals or not. Some people have very strong opinions.
Oh, a martini is very nice.
Stomach acid.
Yeah.
And others think that it facilitates digestion.
So you're talking about non-alcoholic beverages.
No, just water.
Okay.
Alex, I think water is probably one of the most underconsumed things that a lot of us are lacking in our, you know, daily dietary habits. I would say just drink as much water as you are comfortable with. I wouldn't overthink it. I wouldn't purposely drink, you know, not a large amount of water, and I wouldn't purposely guzzle down 32 ounces of water because you thought you were supposed to. I would just naturally consume the water and just make sure you're getting plenty of fluids during the day as well.
Okay, and you don't think that it's detrimental to digestion to have that amount of water, whatever you feel like you need to drink with your meal?
I mean, that's a highly individualized thing, and, you know, I'd say, if you have a certain digestive issue, talk to your physician about, but as a whole, you know, speaking generally, I do not foresee that being an issue.
Good.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Alex. What about gin?
Gin is absolutely fine.
Okay, good. Because, you know, a couple of martinis within it. All right, this one came
via
email, and we'll do this one, and then we'll get back to the phones. It says, hi. Well, hi. I'm trying to find some exercises that I can do as I await a knee replacement. I can't do anything that involves my legs, and I'm stymied. I had been playing tennis, including competitive tennis, 3 or 4 times a week, working out an hour at the Y on the days I didn't play tennis. I am 67 years old and feeling lumpy. Well, lumpy. Any ideas for lumpy there, Matt?
Yeah, just, you know, movement, just moving around as best you can. A lot of core training. You could work in some abdominal planks, some push-ups, kind of alluding to what I was talking about before, using some of the TRX straps to do rows. I'd be curious to see what degree of limitation you have in your lower body. You could probably do a lot of hip hinging movements where there's not a lot of flexion or bending of the knee.
Yeah.
You could possibly do some Romanian deadlifts and hamstring movements that could help you out as well.
Now, I want you to know, person who wrote that email, that I know you, and the next time I see you, I'm going to call you Lumpy from now on, just so you know. Our number to call here is 800-348-2551. We'll get back to the phones in a moment. Matt Phelps is the owner and head trainer at Metabolic Meltdown in Green Island, and we will take a brief break, and we'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Wash & Wag Pet Grooming Salon, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Professionally trained groomers, organic natural products, no cage drying, Facebook and 866-WASH-WAG. Empire State Youth Orchestras and Proctors, presenting violinist Charles Yang and ESYO's Youth Orchestra, music of Queen, Beatles, Eagles, Bernstein, and more, this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Proctors. Proctors.org for more information. Empire Exhibits and Displays, Mechanicville, New York. Custom exhibits, interactive media displays, and commercial casework for corporate interiors, museum installations, and trade shows, EmpireExhibits.com. And Windy Hollow Veterinary Clinic, Montague, Massachusetts. Conventional and integrative veterinary medicine, including acupuncture, comprehensive pet care, and health services since 1998. WindyHollowVet.com.
Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff here. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. We talk fitness with Matt Phelps of Metabolic Meltdown in Green Island, New York. And back to the phones we go. Let's go to Jane, who is on the road. Hi, Jane.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So here's my question. I'd like to get back into my workouts, but I also realize about myself and many others is that sometimes we need that group program to, like, get stimulated than try to do it alone. What do you offer in your studio?
Jane, that's a great point you bring up, and one that I agree with wholeheartedly. Just to use myself and a lot of the trainers who work out at our gym as an example, and this is just something I wanted to touch on, is that group training is extremely motivational and extremely powerful. I can work out whenever I want, but I often jump into some of our classes and do it with the class because I find it to be motivating. So I think that's great that you feel that way. We offer group training classes that are geared towards adults. It's adult fitness. We do core training, cardio, and strength training, all mixed into one 45 to 50 minute workout. You don't have to think. You just have to show up and be willing to work hard and get results.
You don't have to think. Great.
You don't. And that it takes the thinking out of it. You just show up and you get trained and you make friends and you go through it as a group. So it's great.
I'm going to go kick butt now.
Yeah. No, if you like group training, you'll absolutely love it.
Thanks, Jane.
All right. Thanks.
Bye now. So, you know, okay, you guys embrace group training, and I get it. There's a group motivation. What about the client who comes in and says, you know, I'm self-conscious. I don't want to be in with a group.
You know, we do have a fair amount of that. And what I always invite those clients to do is participate. We offer a free trial week at the gym. I always offer them the opportunity to participate in a class and just be open-minded enough to try it. Because when you have a view, when you're just observing one of our classes, it may seem like everyone knows what's going on around you.
Yeah.
But when you're in I call it the eye of the hurricane, when you're in the heat of the moment, you don't really know what's going on around you. You probably may not even remember who is next to you. So that often causes people to relax a little bit and realize that it's judgment-free. Everyone's there to work hard and be supportive, and it's great.
Well, it's easy to say it's judgment-free, but if you come in, you haven't worked out in 20 years, and you feel funny about it, I know it probably, as a business owner, it keeps your overhead down to do group sessions, but What about that person who says, I want individualized training?
Yeah, I mean, we absolutely, we do private and semi-private training as well for those clients. And we have had a number of people segue from private training into group training once
that makes
they kind of get their feet wet and get a little more comfortable.
Yeah, number to call here is 800-348-2551. We're joined by Matt Phelps of Metabolic Meltdown in Green Island and Jeff on the Mass Pike. Jeff, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Quick question. I was one of those people that was in it, got out of it, and then about 2008, 2009, I got in it and stayed. I'm 58. I just talked about, wondered about strength training and time off. Because, for example, like I have a routine where one day I do, like, basically chest. Next day is back and shoulders. Next day is, like, arms, you know, biceps, triceps. Next day is legs, and then I do all core training, and then I start my whole rotation over again. Good, bad. And I always have aerobics included with that. I always do my strength training first, and then all my aerobic activity after.
I mean, Jeff, thanks for the call. I think your workout, first of all, it's always good to exercise and work out. So, you know, I wouldn't classify it as being good or bad. I always tend to navigate more towards full body training routines or, you know, workouts that are split into upper body and lower body, or perhaps pushing and pulling movements where you can recover a little bit quicker and then up your frequency for those muscle groups a little more. I find in general, most clients respond a lot better to a higher dose of frequency with a certain muscle group. Say if you work your chest, for 9 sets on a Monday and then don't do it again till the following Monday, I find that a lot of clients respond better to doing 3 sets on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, upping that frequency a little bit, helping their recovery, and, you know, helping with strength.
Okay.
Yeah, so just give that a shot.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate the call. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. We talk fitness today with Matt Phelps. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 800-348-2551. You know, one of the things, when I go to the gym, my eyes will be bigger than my stomach as far as the amount of weight that I want to do. And I'm able to do it, but it hurts like hell the next day. How do you say to somebody, hey, listen, you're not going to do 250 on the shoulder press today?
Yes, and that is a great point, Ray, and something we do come across that a lot with our clients who are in their 50s and 60s. And we just say, look, take a step back. One of my trainers, Drew Smith, had a brief stint with the Buffalo Bills, and he always refers to a quote that one of his running back coaches said to him. He said he always told him to stay in his lane. And we like to use that phrase a lot with our clients at the gym, stay in your lane. You know your capabilities, work hard within those capabilities, but try not to veer too much to the left or the right, and you'll be okay. You know, I think, you know, being real about the situation helps. You know, you never want to tell someone that they're getting older, but, you know, knowing that you're not 25, you're not 30 anymore,
yeah,
is helpful.
Boy, and it's real. At what point does the age, and I know this because I'm already there, you're maybe 35, at what point does that age really start to hit you?
Well, I was about to say, I feel the age hitting me right now, but
35 is about the time, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always tell people, look at the average age of people on an NBA basketball team or an NFL football team. I mean, you know, you start hitting your mid to late 30s, and, you know, that's when you hear the phrase age is just a number. But I think that really starts becoming true when you're in your mid to late 30s and just taking care of yourself. You know, I've had some clients in their 50s and 60s who are in outstanding physical condition. So,
yeah,
you know,
you won't find too many in radio stations that are in fine physical condition. My producer being an exception, obviously. So, you know, you look at Nolan Ryan, who pitched into his late 40s or at least 45 and threw 100 miles an hour. How do you do that without a little help from the medicine cabinet?
Yeah,
I don't believe he
that
did.
That is actually one of the most impressive things I think I've heard, because I truly don't think he had any supplemental help, we can call it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's with the money out there for these guys right now, that temptation is very real.
All right, let's go to Annie and Troy. Annie, you're on with Matt Phelps of Metabolic Meltdown.
Metabolic Meltdown is located in a very easy place to find. And you guys haven't mentioned it, really. It's if you get off 787 at the exit for Waterville Troy, and you're going towards the Green Island Bridge, you go right past it. is in that little 2/10 of a mile between 787 and the Green Island Bridge.
Annie, do you work there? Come on.
I have gone to it when it was forever young.
Ah.
And I live in Troy, and I like people to know where things are.
Yeah, I love Green Island.
Well, we appreciate that, Annie.
Okay, because saying it's Green Island makes people think it's in the major village of Green Island, which is a mysterious place that nobody ever goes.
What do you mean? That's, we have plenty of listeners at Green Island.
There.
That's not true.
It was my very first job when I, in 1969. I was in Green Island.
Okay.
So I know that it exists.
Would you work over at Ford?
No, I worked for Aerovac, which was a little technology firm.
All right, Annie. Well, thank you very much for the call. You have a lot of people who are sticking up for you today, Matt, so... I mean, hopefully you're not paying them, because that would be very illegal in public radio. Let's go to Abe and Gardner. Abe, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
How's it going, Abe?
Hey, Matt, question for you in reference to, I just heard a little bit about doing aerobic training before strength training. You know, I've got a treadmill, I've got an elliptical, and I lift weights with a weight bench. But I've always gotten on the treadmill to warm up first. For 3 miles, and then I start my strength training. Pros or cons to that?
That's a great question, Abe. And, you know, again, that's a highly individualized preference. But for most people, I think doing some type of a cardiovascular warm-up before strength training is always a good idea. Get the blood flowing, get a light sweat going. You just don't want it to be so strenuous that you're impacting your performance. If you're finding that your performance is being impacted by the volume of cardiovascular work that you're doing, you may want to tone down the intensity or the length of time and make that a more appropriate, and then perhaps make it up on the back end. You know, do 15 minutes before, 15 minutes after, or something along those lines.
Excellent, excellent. And the other question I had is something I heard earlier. Your version of warm-ups or stretching, you know, I do stretching, you know, against the wall, the legs, the arms. But you were talking something before about loosening up instead of doing an actual stretch.
Yeah, you know, have you ever heard of a foam roller before?
No, and that's the one you said that I was like,
you paint the walls with them.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
Basically, it's a long tube, and you lay it down on the floor and roll your muscles over the foam roller. And it's kind of like getting a massage. I don't know if you're fans of massages at all, Ray, but it's you know, a great tool to loosen up your muscles. And, you know, it's called soft tissue work, and it can help a lot preparing you for physical activity.
Right. Should I use a paint roller for something like that?
There you go, man.
Like
paint roller. Yeah, you know, paint the house while you're at it.
People have used all sorts of things. It doesn't matter. Just get in that muscle.
Thanks, Abe. Appreciate the call. Over to Clifford in Kingston. Clifford, you're on.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Listen, I've been trying to figure out what kind of gym to go to. I went to one place. He's like a personal trainer. And I can't afford his workouts. I'm not putting him down. But I've been out of the gym for quite some time, and about 6 years ago, I went through a quadruple bypass.
Wow.
And my doctor said I should get back into the gym, but I'm on a fixed income, and it makes it hard to join any kind of gym.
I mean, something like the Y is good for that, right?
Yeah, I mean... You know, in your situation, Clifford, I would recommend just easing back into any sort of routine, perhaps investing in a heart rate monitor to make sure your heart rate isn't getting too high while you're training.
Uh-huh. Like one of these Fitbit watches or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. And just, you know, keeping a very, very, try to stay in tune with your body.
Some years, quite a while back, there used to be a little place up in Glasgow, and it was... converted church into a gym, and my mom and I joined it. My mom's complaint was the travel time getting up there and back.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it because one day I would do upper body and the next day I'd do lower body, and they had one of these old Schwinn Airdyne rowers, and I really got off on that.
And a question
and
for you.
My mom said it did a lot of good, so it helped me trim down quite a bit.
So question for you, Clifford. What did your doctor say? Your doctor said you had the quadruple bypass, and your doctor said you got to get back to it. Did your doctor give you any limitations or guidelines
no.
post-bypass? No, really?
No.
Just go ahead and do it?
I had a checkup on my heart. It said I'm healthy enough to get back and go again, going to start going back to the strip clubs.
Oh, very, very nice. Well, good luck with that, Clifford. Appreciate the call. Okay, 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Quadruple bypass. Wow. I want to stay away from the clubs there, Clifford. So, well, that's good. What else you want to talk about in the last couple of minutes we have here, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I would just like to stress to anyone that this is, you're in this for a long term. This isn't anything short term. So whether or not you're looking to lose body fat or gain strength, I think living in the moment is a key point.
All right, what do you mean?
But yeah, by that, I mean, you got to enjoy the ride. You got to value each day, pat yourself on the back for small victories. And don't try and look at the big picture all the time. If you have 50 pounds to lose, don't view it as, I got 50 pounds to lose. Take each day as it comes, enjoy each pound of weight loss, and you're going to find it a much smoother ride.
That's a very interesting way to look at it. It's very tough, though. If you, say, go to the doc, and the doc says, hey, you got to lose 45 pounds, you want to do that all at once. It's tough to temper those expectations.
No doubt about that. But I think that's where, you know, understanding the process and understanding that it is going to be a journey, and it is not going to be a perfect one at that. And there will be bumps in the road. There will be flat tires. There will be extended stays at different rest stops. But you will get there in the end. And I think that's something that a lot of people really need to grasp and to get a hold of and just really understand that concept that if you're trying to lose weight, a half a pound a week does not sound like a lot. But like I said, for a year, that's 25 pounds.
How long have you guys been in business?
We've been in business since the spring of 2008.
Okay, so have you seen any trends as far as the, say, median age of your clientele? Has it gone up? Have more older people been interested in this?
You know, it's funny you say that. We have all different types of clients at our gym. We have people in there. We have high school students, and we have grandparents.
No, I get it. But we have overall.
Overall, yeah. I would say that there's a huge demand for training for people in their, you know, 50s and lower 60s for sure.
All right, let's try to squeeze a call or two in before we get out of here. Laura in Saratoga. Laura, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I had a question regarding if you've ever heard of anything regarding your mental health, your brain health, and exercise activity, and how much like you should do to increase mental and brain health.
Laura, I see this phenomenon play out every single day. People come into the gym stressed out or, you know, maybe in a bad mood or maybe they had a tough day at work and they leave the gym a different person. So physical activity is always, always a great way to relieve stress and get mental clarity and kind of hit the reset button for sure. So whether that's running, strength training, doing group classes, whatever that is for you, I think it's important to have that outlet for sure.
Okay, that's anecdotal. You don't really have any experimental evidence, but that certainly seems to be the case.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And running releases endorphins, right?
Yeah, all exercise does.
We always talk about that runner's high. Sally in Kingston. Sally.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm 77 years old, and I go to the gym on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and I walk in between. And I just can't seem to lose any weight.
Sally, how much weight are you trying to lose?
I would just like to get back into my clothes again. I have a lot of belly fat that I just can't get rid of.
We got about a minute here, Chief.
Yeah, Sally, just to close on this, I think a great tip for you would be continue with your current exercise regime. You're probably intaking too many calories, so I might consult your physician or a local dietitian to help guide you in the right direction.
Okay.
Thanks, Sally.
Thank you.
I bet Sally's in great shape anyway.
Yeah, she sounds
77 and all that activity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Outstanding. So what's the website, Matt?
Our website is www.metabolicmeltdown.com. You can access all of our class schedules. You can read up on our trainers on that site.
Well, good meeting you, and good
you
luck.
Well.
And
Thank you, sir.
Keep, I mean, 7,500 square feet.
Yeah.
You guys got to be doing something right. So we appreciate it, and thanks to everybody who called in today. Support comes from Bed at Bowl, Huntington, Massachusetts, a home-style bed and breakfast for dogs, offering overnight boarding on a 50-acre farm, convenient to Northampton, Springfield, and the Berkshires, bedatbowl.com. College Street Motors, Amherst, Massachusetts, specializing in foreign and domestic car and truck repair services and 24-hour towing and recovery service for over 30 years, collegestreetmotors.com. Saratoga Jewish Community Arts, presenting their third annual evening of Jewish storytelling with live entertainment at Dinner for Adults and Children, February 6th, 5:30 p.m. at Temple Sinai, Saratoga Springs, New York, 518-584-8730. And Claire Pearson, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts, for over 10 years, offering plant spirit medicine and energy clearing for health, body, mind, and spirit, C-L-A-R-E Pearson at Verizon.net. Thanks again to Matt Phelps for being here. Thanks to you for listening and for all the great calls and emails. Zach Malloy is our engineer, and our phones were answered by the very famous Paulette Ryder. Jessica Blaustein-Marshall is our producer. I'm Ray Graff. Stay tuned now for a news update.